And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now let's open up the mics. Here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And here's your host for today's show. How are you doing, everybody? It is Thursday, so it is, of course, the roundtable where we get to talk about whatever we want. And today we want to talk with our friends in Cottonwood. So we're going to do a Talk of the Town Cottonwood today. And Casey Rooney will join us here momentarily. He has a special guest. And then a little bit later on, we're going to meet Debbie Bojito. She is from Brazil and has been spending time here in Prescott and in America and loving every minute of it. But what we're here to find out, not so much what Debbie thinks of America, because, you know, we don't blame her for feeling like it's such a great place. We want to know more about Brazil. So we're going to talk to a real life Brazilian a little bit later on. So stick around for that. But in the meantime, we will take a quick break and then have our Talk of the Town Cottonwood segment coming up momentarily. You're listening to the Talk of the Town on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to head out to Cottonwood for our Talk of the Town Cottonwood segment here on the Thursday roundtable, talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is economic development, because that's what makes the world go round. And for that, we go to the Director of Economic Development for the City of Cottonwood and our host today, Casey Rooney. And Casey has a very special guest with him as well.
I certainly do, Sanford. Thank you for passing that on to me. I want to welcome our guest today, but I also want to welcome our listeners to Talk of the Town. My guest today is Joyce Grossman. She is the CEO of AAED. Did I get that right, Joyce?
Well, close. I'm the executive director of the Arizona Association for Economic Development, and I'm delighted to be with you, and thank you, Sanford, as well.
I thought it would be good just to say AAED and have you say it was Arizona Association for Economic Development. Want to know a little bit about this, because I imagine most of our listeners probably don't know what AAED is. They now know what it means because it's part of the organization that you said it was, but okay. I would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about AAED. What's the mission and how many members do we have? And I'll make this, I'll let our listeners know, I am on the board of AAED, and I think it's a great organization. I'm going to stop talking and pass it on to you, and you tell us what AAED is all about.
Well, in Arizona, many people know that there's a bar association for lawyers. That's their professional association. The medical groups have theirs. And AAED is the professional association for individuals that are in support of economic development in the state of Arizona. And we have a very simple mission, and that is to serve as Arizona's unified voice for advocating for responsible economic development. And we do that through effective programs of professional education, public policy, or advocacy, if you will, at the state capital for economic development tools, and through collaboration and networking. And we like to say that there aren't degrees yet that you can graduate and be an economic developer, and we are working on curriculum. So in Arizona, we provide the advanced professional training for those that are seeking to better the economy.
So tell me, Joyce, how many members do you have in AAED?
Well, it fluctuates as most associations, but we're usually between about 470 and 480. And those members are from all over the state. Individuals join AAED. It's not companies per se, but they're usually, I would say, about 57% of our members are practitioners. They're the folks that are down in the trenches, if you will, attracting, retaining, and growing business. They tend to be local, state, county, or regional economic development agencies, chambers of commerce, et cetera, and educators. The other portion of our membership, the balance of that in the 43%, tend to be service providers, and those are the individuals that work in support of economic development. They're the bankers, the brokers, they're the architects, the construction, and so forth that bring to fruition these projects that we bring into Arizona. And we partner together, and we consider this group economic development.
Well, tell our audience a little bit about our Northern Arizona group. You know, who the members are, and just off the top of your head, I don't expect you to know all of them, but you do.
We have membership from all over the state, and as I said before, we have a southern membership. But in the northern membership, our immediate past chair is Casey Rooney, who's on the line with me right now, did a tremendous job with it. Where do we define North? Well, it's pretty much North Maricopa, if you will. Draw a line across, and that pretty much defines it for AAED. Although those lines blur at all times, which makes it fun. But what happens with the Northern group is they do programming that is of interest to practitioners and service providers in Northern Arizona, and we move that around the state. We'll go to Lake Havasu. We'll go to Parker, we'll go to Payson, go to Flagstaff, we'll go wherever. And we spend a great deal of time in the Cottonwood and Prescott areas, the Verde Valley, because we have very active memberships in that, members in that region. And the programming, and thanks to Casey, because he realized that in northern Arizona, you drive the distance to get the education. So we moved away from a model of doing lunches to providing a symposium format, which is a half-day programming. And what this programming is, it is offering best practices. It's providing tools for the toolkit. It's showcasing great activities that are occurring in northern Arizona that people can benchmark and maybe duplicate and take to their communities and do the same things. It's very exciting programming. And by the way, Casey, just as a reminder, you don't have to be a member of AAD to attend these. Anyone can come to these. We encourage non-members to come, because once you're there, you may think of joining AAD. It's a reasonable membership cost, and it's the value is tremendous in the collaboration and networking you get.
You know, Joyce, I really enjoy the organization. I've been economic development director over here for 11 years, and I love interacting with other economic development people, or people that sort of understand it. So they aren't necessarily always economic development people. They could be service providers, you know, the architects and the engineers and those people. So it's been a real value to me. And I like to think that, you know, I'm providing value to AAED and my other members, and especially like new people that come on board. But it's been a really good experience for me. And we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but I'd like to have you talk about a couple of the past symposiums that we've done. I mean, I know we've done one recently in Prescott, and we did one in Wickenburg. Tell our audience about how that works.
Okay, when we come back, we'll be glad to do that. If you take a break, okay. Should we go ahead?
Well, I think I still have another 30 seconds, so let's go ahead and at least...
All right.
You know, well,
we
start
did
conversation
kind of fascinating
out.
On sports and the as an economic driver, and that's unusual. Sports can be in your community. It may be a rodeo. It may be sponsoring soccer fields where you bring other communities in for competitions. And as you bring them in, there is return on the dollar. People will have lunch in your community or buy things, and so that's new revenue. And so we talked about sports a little bit when we were recently in Prescott about a year ago, and that was a really dynamic programming, and people came in as far as Bullhead City for that to Prescott Valley. That was pretty awesome. But we've done other real creative things as well, and as the break comes back, I'd really like to spend a little bit of time on the I-11 and some of the highway issues, and then I'd like to talk about something pretty exciting now called tourism. So.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Joyce, hang in here with us for a couple minutes. We're going to do a couple commercials, and we'll be right back.
All right. We will return with more Talk of the Town from Cottonwood when we come back on Talk of the Town KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
When the game is on the line and you're heating up, will your air conditioner be ready to go to bat? With a high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system installed by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, hot, sticky air is going, gone! Knock indoor discomfort and costly utility bills out of the park with a high-efficiency Lennox system. Call Gettle's today at 772-2751 to schedule your free consultation. Gettle's and Lennox, your air conditioning all-star team.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros time by offering guaranteed next-day job site delivery for only $79. Place your order in-store for in-stock items before 4 p.m., and we'll deliver the next day for $79, or your delivery fee will be free. That's right. Order before 4 p.m. and get delivery for $79, and if we don't deliver, we'll waive the delivery fee. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Valid in Phoenix, Tucson, and Boston market areas. Subject to availability. Excludes weekends. Additional fees may apply. See store for more exclusions.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to be meeting Debbie Bojito a little bit later on. She is from Brazil and visiting Prescott as an exchange with the Rotary Clubs here in Prescott. So we'll have a chance to talk with her. And I've already found out something about Brazilian cuisine that you're going to want to know about. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're back to Cottonwood and back to Casey Rooney talking economic development.
Sanford, thank you for passing that back to me. I'm looking forward to hearing about this conversation on Brazil. You're making me hungry talking about food. But we're back with our guest today. And Joyce Grossman is the executive director of the Arizona Association for Economic Development. We've only got a few more minutes. How time flies when, you know, you get going. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the programs that we collectively have done, and particularly in northern Arizona. So tell us a little bit about some of the programs here.
Well, as we went to commercial break, we mentioned that we had done a transportation one in Wickenburg this past spring. And there we brought in Dallas Hammett of the Arizona Department of Transportation, who gave us kind of a futuristic look of how our highways are going to be changing. And there's some opportunities for economic development. Our highways are our lifeblood for moving products through this state. And if you ever out there on the highway, you know we're a transportation corridor for economic development. So he was very insightful about the things we should be mindful of and what's coming forward. We did briefly talk on the I-11, and instead of talking about, oh, our communities are being bypassed, we were looking at how could this be an opportunity for us in turning things around. So it was a positive approach, an excellent dialogue. We did get into a little bit of the I-17 potential widening. Very good dialogue. But I'd like to, if it's all right with you, Casey, talk about what we've got coming up, and everyone that's listening can participate in this, and that's June 21st. We're going to be in the Cottonwood Recreation Center, and we'll kick it off around 9:45, and it is medical tourism. It's the future of wellness travel, and it's just getting healthier in our state, so we would like to talk about that. One of the things that folks may not have realized during that recession and the downturn, the health industry did not take that big dive like the rest of other sectors did in our state. It actually held because we do have an aging population with the baby boomers and such. And as many know, our state has been very blessed with having tourism. 30% of our economy comes from tourism and that service sector. So I did want to kick that off, and I know this is one that's close to your heart because you're hosting this in your community, but more and more people are talking that this is something we need to talk about as being an additional driver in our economy, is using the tourism in step with health. And did you want to say something on that? I'd love to put it to you, Casey, because I'm looking at the program and it looks just really dynamic.
Well, yeah, you know, it's I'm really pleased with the way it's rolling out. We're going to have some amazing speakers. You know, a year ago, if you had asked me about medical tourism, I probably wouldn't have had a whole lot to say about it. But now I'm, you know, really studying the subject. I know a lot of people travel down to Mexico for dental and eyeglass type issues. And people go to India, you know, for lower cost medical services. They might go to, you know, a third world country, but they've got American trained doctors. And I thought I was a medical tourist. I live in Prescott Valley. I had a surgery, a prostate cancer surgery, over in Cottonwood at the medical center, and my doctor was at the oncology center in Sedona, and he asked me to spend the night just so after the surgery, just so I could be close in case something went wrong. I stayed at the Marriott, had a great time. I was fine. And I realized that I was a medical tourist. So why wouldn't a lot of other people want to come to one of the most beautiful places on earth to have surgeries? You know, if you had prostate cancer or breast cancer or something like that, and you were in Ohio in January, why not come out here where the weather's beautiful and we have great doctors and good programs? So I started to realize that I was a medical tourist. And then I started talking to people, and the more people I talked to, the more they got excited, and the more I got excited about it. I thought, we could be one of those world-class destinations for medical tourism. And then, you know, then we started putting this together, and I'm working with Joyce to put this together. We've got, you know, numerous speakers coming in. I've got a lady that has a daughter that has a terminal disease, and she's heading out to Washington, D.C., the National Institute of Health, in another week. And she's going to come back, and she's going to talk about that medical tourism destination that she went to in Washington, D.C., and they're going out for research. But those are the kind of people we've got coming in. We've got Julie Brooks coming from Wickenburg. Julie has behavioral health. I mean, the Tiger Woods and the Harvey Weinsteins of the world go out to Wickenburg for behavioral health. And, you know, a lot of other famous people go out there. But that's kind of what it's about. And the list goes on and on. We got naturopathic doctors coming in. We got people coming from hospitals and rehab centers to talk about, you know, medical tourism. So that's what it's about, Joyce. And I'm going to have to wrap this up here in about a minute, but I want to pass it back to you with your final closing remarks.
Well, just one closing thing. If you're a builder or an architect, he also has got a section on their site selection and facilities and what the facilities are going to look like for this medical tourism. So I think there's something for everybody with that, and I'm delighted. Well, my closing comment is if you're interested in bettering the economy of Arizona, you're willing to roll up your sleeves and help get to work on it, we'd love to see you join us at an AED event and activity. We hold lunches in the Phoenix metro area. We have conferences around the state. And there's something for everyone. And we do have an Economic Development Academy of Arizona, which leads to an Arizona Economic Development Professional Designation. So we'd love to see you as part of us. Come join us for something, or maybe even join us as a member. Casey, I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you, and I'm just curious, how do people get in touch with you?
You can certainly reach us online at www.aaed.com. And if you want to call us, feel free to do that at area code 602-240-2233. And you can reach me, and I'll take your call. This is Joyce. I'm at Extension 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. And if you can't get through to Joyce, which you will be able to, no doubt, you can always reach me at the City of Cottonwood. So, Joyce, thank you very much. I want to pass this back over to Sanford and thank our listeners today. And I will be talking to you in another week or two, and look forward to talking to you then. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much for Casey and Joyce. Appreciate the interview. We're going to take a break and get some news coming your way. And then we're going to take a visit to South America, to Brazil, to be specific, as Debbie Bolquito will join us live in studio. She is on an exchange with the Rotary Clubs here in Prescott. And you will be amazed to hear what you think you know about Brazil. Stay tuned. After we come back from the news, we go a trip to Brazil. I'm just doing the bossa nova right here. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get some news coming your way, and we'll be back live here on KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We're back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles
together. Hi, Waters with the Plants of the Week and our Dragon Wing Begonias.
Leaves so mythical, they look like dragon wings, then covered with 6-inch clusters of pretty pink flowers.
The flowers are tough, loves heat, an amazing bloomer in light shade.
We offer lots of begonias, but just harvested a select group of huge bloomers for that instant wow in the garden at $39.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. For people who love large wing begonias, they love to shop. Napa
Know-How. As much as people talk about the weather, you'd think we'd be experts by now. Fact is, nobody knows what it's going to do. That's why you need Bosch Icon Wiper Blades, now $10 off a pair. They provide superior visibility in all springtime weather conditions. So be prepared with Bosch Icon Blades, now $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 76-year-old woman is out $250 in the Microsoft repair scam. Last Thursday, the woman was working on her computer when she received a pop-up message on her screen advising the computer was blocked. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says she was given a phone number for the Microsoft IT department.
The victim called and spoke with a technician and was eventually charged $250 to repair her computer. In the case mentioned, the pop-up screen was fraudulent and used by the scammer to scare the unwitting victim into calling and paying for help.
Dievlin explains this is a common scam that has been ongoing for several years.
Scam suspects will convince you to allow access to your computer by directing their victims to a website that allows sharing of the IP address. Suspects then pretend to solve the issue, which never existed in the first place, while demanding payment.
Dievlin adds a good malware and virus protection program will normally prevent this type of browser hijacking before such pop-up screens are displayed. If you've recently bought Century Snacks Tropical Trail Mix, make sure it's not part of a nationwide recall before eating it.
The trail mix was distributed to retail stores, including Walmart in Arizona and other states. The California-based Century Snacks is recalling 16-ounce bags of this product because it may contain milk, soy, wheat, and cashew allergens that aren't declared on the package. The company believes this is an isolated incident due to error by its packaging supplier involving a very small quantity of incorrectly filled bags. No illnesses or adverse reactions have yet been reported. More information on the recalled products is available at yavapaihealth.com. I'm DJ Phone reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny skies ahead, but cooling down for the weekend. Expect an overnight low of 48 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 81 tomorrow and a high of 75 on Saturday. 52 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 91 and a high on Saturday of 85. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and joining us in studio is Debbie Bejeto. I didn't do it right, did
no,
I?
No, it was right.
Did I do it right
this
time?
It's good. It's good.
Okay. And Debbie is joining us from her native country of Brazil. And in fact, she's a journalist and is making the rounds here in Arizona on an exchange with the Rotary Clubs here. And so she's been visiting up here in Prescott and also around Arizona. Welcome. Welcome to KQ&A.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, the first thing I have to ask, which is the question that is on everybody's mind with regard to Brazil, because, you know, Americans like to think that they are, it's the most diverse country in the world, because we have like at least one of everything and everybody. And so Brazil, when it comes to cuisine, is represented here in America by and large by the Brazilian steakhouse. So I wanted to find out, is there really such a thing in Brazil as people dressed up with large swords and meat that they shave off, and you sit there and eat as much as you want. Is that a real thing in Brazil?
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. You know, I didn't expect that answer. But so now, do they serve a salad bar with it too?
Yeah, salad
really?
Bar. They have shrimp. They have a lot of things. They have sushi as well. So you just pick whatever you want. Sit there, and you can eat for hours if you want to.
So they have the little, like, stop and go
yes.
thing at the table, too?
Yes, and they keep coming. Keep coming
oh
and asking
goodness.
If you want to or not.
Wow. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, I didn't want you to, like, laugh at me or something, that this was like some, you know, Disneyland version of Brazil. But so that's really cool. All right. So now the country of Brazil is broken up into a bunch of smaller states, and where do you come from? What's the area of Brazil that you come from?
I'm from northeast, so it's where all the beaches are. So basically, all the 9 states there is all about beaches, and we have a lot of tourists during the year, and it's always hot and humid. So even now that is winter there, it is hot.
Now, are these a lot of small towns, or are they like rural? Like, you know,
we have. I guess every state have like a rural part, uh-huh. But people used to go more to the cities, like the capitals.
Okay, now Brasilia is the capital, right?
Yeah.
The federal capital. It's like the Washington D.C.
exactly.
of Brazil. What is day-to-day life like? Now, Brazil is kind of an island in South America in that all the other countries in South America speak some form of Spanish. You guys speak Portuguese.
Yes.
Does that make for a language barrier or anything between you and your neighbors?
I think when people go to Brazil, even if you have no idea, if they have no idea how to speak English or Spanish, we try. You know, like we try to understand. And then we used to say people that like speak Spanish when they go there, they try to talk like kind of Spanish. They try to speak Portuguese.
Spanish.
And mix, like a mix of things. And it is like close. Of course, we have words that are like totally different, but we can understand and they can understand that, so it's kind of not that bad.
Okay. And as far as the climate is concerned in Brazil, generally speaking, you guys are in winter time right now.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Does that mean it snows in the high parts of the country?
Or? No, but the south gets really cold and sometimes they have a little snow.
A little bit.
Yeah. But it's not like here, that in Arizona, it's like, oh, it's hot, but then parts have snow.
So you don't have any ski resorts in Brazil?
No,
okay.
We don't. If you want to ski, if people from Brazil want to ski, we go to Argentina.
Okay.
Bariloche have like a really like ski, and people go there.
And travel between the countries is no problem, generally speaking?
It's not, but sometimes a flight ticket for some other place in Brazil are almost the same as going outside.
Really?
So sometimes we prefer go to another country.
Sure.
It's weird, but it happens.
The big sport in Brazil is soccer. And, you know, I mean, for years people thought of Brazil when they thought of the World Cup, because, you know, you guys won it year after year after year. But how big a deal is it? It's like every kid plays soccer in Brazil, basically?
Pretty much.
Really?
Pretty much. Like every kid starts, like when girls and boys, they want to learn how to play soccer. It is big. But we have another sports as well.
Like,
volleyball is like big as well. Beach volleyball is really
beach volleyball.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and like you can swim, and you can learn like baseball, basketball, but a little bit. It's not that big.
But soccer is basically
soccer is like the it's a huge difference.
Okay,
like,
now when Brazil markets itself to America and the world, they generally portray themselves as suntan bodies on the beach kind of thing. Is that a reality, or is that something that's kind of, you know, an exaggeration?
It depends. Like, if you live in Rio de Janeiro, like people go to the beach, they try to go to the beach every week. So every day, it's maybe like before or after work, they try to go to the beach. It is a thing, but it's not just that, because we have people work. I live in a beach city and I'm not that tan. I don't go to the beach that often. I should be going, but I'm not. So
now, carnival is a big deal in Brazil. And generally, that's also associated with Rio de Janeiro. But in talking to you, you said that there's more than one. And is there like bigger, smaller? Does like every town have one? Or how does that work?
No, not every town. Like we have Rio and São Paulo. They are like basically the same type of carnival. But in Salvador, you have this huge carnival as well. But it's not like Rio that you'll be sitting and watching the, like, people dressing like and samba and everything. Uh-huh. When you go to Salvador, you have like the big trucks with singers on top of it, and you're just following and dancing and drinking and enjoying. And we have in Recife as well, there's a different, but it's a lot less big as well. So we can kind of, when you think about carnival for you, you just need to decide where to go. And for young people, they love and they want to party, they want to date, they want to kiss, they want to enjoy.
Gotcha.
They always make like saving money the entire year for the next carnival. And you used to say that our year starts after carnival, because until there, until like the end of Feb, everybody just preparing themselves to go to the carnival.
And how long does carnival last? Is it typically like a week?
Typically 1 week. Like some places, like some cities like Salvador, they start party like have like almost 2 weeks. So it depends.
Okay. Now, you're a journalist. What do you? What kind of work do you actually do with your journalism in Brazil?
I work for the education department in my city. So I produce and present a radio program, like a weekly radio program.
A radio program,
yeah,
yes.
It's 50 minutes radio program, wow. Just once a week. And I go to the different schools, state schools, and where they are having something different, like a science fair or something, I interview the students, the teachers, and the principal. But I try to make the entire program about and for the students.
And so in your travels in the U.S., you're here to basically report back on what you see? Is that kind of part of your purpose in coming here?
It's more like experience for me, so I can see like how different journalism are in U.S. and Brazil.
And so how is it different?
We have some, like, the general is the same, like, as a TV, as radio, as newspaper, but sure. The way that we work is kind of different. And what I like about here is when you go to a school study to be a journalist, you will learn everything to be just you doing whatever you need to. And in Brazil, the university, I learn more to how to be a journalist, how to write, how to report in front of camera, how to talk when I'm like radio, but not how to deal with the equipment, not to film, not to editing that much, just the basic. So that's what I like about here, that you can just go and do everything by yourself.
So how did you learn English so well?
By myself.
Really?
No, I'm not perfect.
You self-taught, really?
Yeah, not perfect, though.
I think it's wonderful. I think if you're self-taught, that's an amazing thing. I'm really impressed. So now, how much longer are you going to be here in the U.S.?
U.S. Until the end of June.
Okay.
Arizona, I'm not sure.
Okay. So Arizona is just one of the stops.
Arizona is the biggest stop because of the exchange.
Right.
But I have a few days, so probably I'll go to Florida or something.
Well, this is kind of a loaded question, but so what do you think of Prescott?
I love it.
Don't you?
And I'm a city girl, so I was like, okay, I'm going to the small cities, maybe like small towns, maybe I'm not like, but I'm in love with the state. Like every city is being amazing and so different.
Yeah, isn't it something? I mean, I don't know if you've been to all these places, but where we are located, we are so close to like Jerome and Sedona and the Grand Canyon. You know, it is one of the most convenient yet beautiful and accessible places on earth, and I'm glad that you had a chance to experience
it. Yeah, being there. Yeah. And cried. Grand Canyon, I cried.
Really?
It was so beautiful that I couldn't handle by myself. Like, I was just, oh my God, what's happened to me?
Isn't it amazing? And believe it or not, there are actually people that drive all the way up there, get out of their car, they look in the hole, and they leave.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Isn't that a shame?
It is. Every day, I was going to different parts to look at it. And I was just asking every day, over and over again, what these crazy people are thinking? It's not just a big hole. It's way more than that. But I don't know.
Yeah, it really is. It's the seventh wonder of the world. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the first. First of all, I want to say thank you for you taking the time. And I want to thank Lori Decker from Prescott Frontier Rotary, who's been helpful in taking you around and having you get to know our community. And I think we've gotten to know Brazil a little bit better in our 15 minutes of fame here. So really do appreciate it. And you went to the Diamondbacks game.
Yeah, I will.
You haven't been there yet?
No, not yet.
So now you have a shirt to wear when you go down there.
Yeah, thank you for that. So I would be like dressed, like pretend that I know what is happening because I have no idea. It would be my first game, so.
Okay, well, when everybody else stands up and cheers, just do it.
Yeah, I just follow. I look to Laurie and I was like, what should I do? What is happening there?
Well, Debbie, thank you once again for sharing some of your experience and for sharing what we now know about Brazil that turns out that it's not an exaggeration. They really have Brazilian steakhouses over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break and back for a few final thoughts here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Now back to the roundtable. Here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back, and glad to have you along. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Debbie Bojita from Brazil. She is just absolutely delightful. And I for one, I don't know if you've ever been to one of those Brazilian steakhouses. There's one in Scottsdale called Fogo de Chao that is a chain restaurant. And I've been to, there was another one that was in the Gas Lamp Quarter in San Diego. And then the very first one we ever went to was Yoli's in Las Vegas, many years ago. And we had my mother-in-law, we had her 90th birthday party at the Fogo de Chao in Scottsdale, and had a bunch of family members that joined us. And what's really funny about, if you've never been to a Brazilian steakhouse, or maybe even if you have, they have like a red and green stop-go doodad on your place setting. And it can look like a, you know, like an hourglass where you have red on one side and green on the other, or, you know, it could be a checker or something like that. But what's funny is, and these guys, I guess, are trained to do this, if you don't have your stop button up, and you like look away for a second, food will appear on your plate. I mean, there's not a matter of asking. If your green is up there, they're just going to absolutely assume that the door is wide open, and they're going to shave off some kind of delicious charcoal broiled, grilled meat of some kind. And they also do, I think, like some chicken and fish, you know, for people that are not into meat. But, oh, my God. I mean, the Debbie was talking about how people can sit there and eat for a couple, 3 hours. And I'm here to tell you that if you hang around long enough and have your stop button up there, and you're hanging out with your friends and your family, and you're just chatting, and the time is just flying by, and all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, maybe a little bit of that filet looks pretty good, and you turn your little thing back up, and man, what a great opportunity it was to talk with Debbie from Brazil. Also want to mention, too, that we've got Memorial Day coming up on Monday. And so there will be no Talk of the Town or Q&A, for that matter, on Monday. But we do have a special show that's being put together by Jerry Stewart called the Salute to Our Heroes. And that will run in this time slot, or in the 3 o'clock time slot, on Monday, Memorial Day. The Salute to Our Heroes is brought to you by Sun Valley Tire and Sun Valley Diesel, because these are the folks that have, you know, year after year after year, put together the Salute to Heroes. So it just seemed like a natural thing to have them sponsor it. So that's what's coming up on Memorial Day. We also have Diamondbacks baseball coming your way as well. We have a 1 o'clock start for the Diamondbacks game on Memorial Day Monday. So you want to tune in for that. And speaking of the Diamondbacks, we are going to be live tomorrow at 4 with Let's Talk Sports. Mike Austin will join me here live in the studio. And so we'll have a chance to do a quick autopsy on the Diamondbacks, who have lost, what is it, like 13 of their last 14. It's just, it's so heartbreaking to have them start off so great and then be in this horrible funk. But we're going to try to defunkify them when we join you tomorrow at 4, live here on KQ&A with Let's Talk Sports. Last thing I want to mention, in a way of you know, foreign affairs, foreign policy, world events kind of thing. I think you probably heard by now that President Trump has canceled the summit with Kim Jong-un. And you're probably wondering, well, why haven't the markets fallen apart? And why, you know, the fact is that this is a negotiation. And there will be fits and starts like anything. I know there's been plenty of times where there have been negotiations that have broken off, then get reconvened and the terms change and all that. So it's a test. It's a test. You really don't know what you're negotiating. You don't know what your negotiating position is unless you're willing to walk away from the table. And that is something that, you know, like it or not, that is something that in any negotiation, if you're not getting what you want, you have to be prepared to do that. And President Trump is preparing to do it. So it shows that we're not going to take it lying down. And I think he's just, you got to have it. You got to have what you want. There's been enough of these, you know, fake negotiations where, you know, they promise to do something and then the North Koreans never do anything. Well, that's not going to happen this time. That's the way I look at it. Speaking of time, the Memorial Day time for the Jerry Stewart Show, I've been told by Ken Byers, is actually at 5 o'clock after Diamondbacks baseball. So that'll be an appropriate time. Jerry's always got some great historical research in the reports that he does. And so his report on Memorial Day, I know, will be inspirational to all. So make sure you're by the radio here on KQ&A at 5 o'clock on Memorial Day for Salute to Our Heroes with Jerry Stewart right after Diamondbacks baseball live on KQ&A. And so, with that having been said, we are going to head off for some Arizona news. That'll be coming your way next. And then the great one, Mark Levin, takes over and will take you through the rest of the afternoon and into the early evening hours, followed by Larry Elder here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. So, big thank you to Casey Rooney and to the folks from the Arizona Association of Economic Development for joining us in the first half of the show, and then a big thank you to Debbie Bojeda from Brazil coming in here and joining us and talking about her wonderful native country. And we wish Debbie safe travels and enjoy the Diamondbacks. Hope they win. And so that's going to do it for everybody here at KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock for Let's Talk Sports. And the Talk of the Quad Cities continues after the news right here on KQ&A. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.